Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The Ologies. God has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have wrought salvation for him. Psalm chapter 98, verse 1, out of the Amplified Bible. I like the Message paraphrase of this verse too. Sing to God a brand new song. He's made a world of wonders. He rolled up his sleeves. He set things right. This psalmist happily extols all of the ways God the Creator has revealed himself to mankind. He has done marvelous things. The Lord has made his salvation known. He has revealed his righteousness to the nations. The ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Let the sea resound and everything in it. Let the world praise and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. This tells me how fitting it is for us to use all of the sciences, every ology, to declare God's greatness. Biology, astronomy, cosmology, chemistry, psychology, anthropology, and even theology. All observations point to the glory of God. C.S. Lewis wrote, "If I swallow the scientific cosmology as a whole that excludes a rational, personal God, then not only can I not fit in Christianity, but I cannot even fit in science. If minds are wholly dependent on brains, and brains on biochemistry, and biochemistry in the long run on the meaningless flux of the atoms, I cannot understand how the thought of those minds should have any more significance than the sound of the wind in the trees. And this is, to me, the final test. Christian theology can fit in science, art, morality, and the sub-Christian religions. The scientific point of view cannot fit in any of these things, not even science itself. I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it, I see everything else." The Apostle Paul agreed with this psalmist, telling us that creation itself is enough proof that there is a God. See Romans chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. But God went further. He gave us his word, he gave us prophets to remind us of his word, and ultimately he sent his son Jesus to earth. Paul concluded that men are without excuse, altogether without any defense or justification for refusing to believe in God. Don't ever buy into the lie that science and Christianity are incompatible. All of the discoveries of science point to a creator. We use all of these ologies because we never know which one may eventually get someone's attention. Famed scientist Sir Isaac Newton noted, "In the absence of any other proof, the thumb alone would convince me of God's existence." Let's join our minds, our hearts, and our voices in declaring the greatness of our God at every opportunity we have.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.